Phone Boy Speaks, episode 469, Dropbox DMCA.
Dropbox is a very popular file sharing service. They have a freemium model. They get you to sign up and get all your friends to sign up. And if you want to pay them for more storage, then of course you can, and you pay them monthly or yearly, depending upon how much storage you want. I think it's a little bit too much money, especially given how little I would use that stuff. But people do use it, and it's fairly popular, to the point where, of course, Dropbox is being used to share all kinds of illicit materials. Presumably, I don't know that happens, but apparently it does enough that people are now starting to notice that some links that come from Dropbox, when you try and share something from Dropbox, you might get a DMCA message that says can't share this because of there may be some stuff in here that the DMCA says we're not allowed to give you. So now it doesn't prevent the users from actually using the material, their own stuff, but it does prevent you from sharing it. And if you read this article on Ars Technica, what it does is it says that they hash files, which is a way of taking a file and basically calculating it, or crunching it down to a number, a rather big number, but it's still a number nonetheless. And the idea is that hashes are very important for a lot of things, but the idea is that it's very unlikely that two files are going to be the same. I mean, it's theoretically possible, but the files themselves would have to be significantly different. So chances are, if something matches a hash, then they think it's bad, or it's a very, very high probability it's bad. And now, if they have a DMCA takedown for a specific content, well, they just simply prevent you from sharing the link. Or when somebody gets it, they get the DMCA message. So, first of all, if you're sharing potentially illicit content, maybe Dropbox is not the right way to do it. I wouldn't be using any public service for that necessarily. If you are going to do that, or if you don't want somebody to maybe think that your stuff is potentially a DMCA violation, well, then you should use BitTorrent Sync. You can share anything with it. There's no central service. It just works, as they say, and it's a pretty straightforward thing. And in fact, they've got clients now for Windows, Mac, Linux, Windows Phone, even iOS and Android, and I actually use it to download the No Agenda show. It's a clever way to essentially get information between people without using a central server. Obviously, somebody has to host it somewhere, but at the end of the day, all it is using BitTorrent technology, but you can share anything you want, and it makes it really easy. So point being, right, as I say, you shouldn't use a public service like that to maybe share stuff that's not so, if it's less than legal, maybe you should use that. I guess that could be blocked too, just like everything else. But hey, it's the world you live in. I guess that's Dropbox for you, and they're doing what they got to do, but you don't have to use them. And there's lots of alternatives, not only BitTorrent Sync, but there's plenty of others as well. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.